This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Shalom Aleichem and Bruchim Abayim. We're coming off Shavuos, Meir Dikiyantif of Kabbalas HaTorah. The Yantif represents the Yid and Torah. A Yid means Torah. That's what we are. We're Am HaTorah. We've accepted on Shavuos to be this Am HaTorah, the nation that lives Torah. What does it mean to be Am HaTorah? What does it mean, a Jew and Torah? Such an intricate part of who we are, our identity, our essence. We are Am HaTorah. We are the nation. Our whole mahus, our whole entity, our whole existence, our goals and shi'ifos of life is Torah and Torah and weiter Torah. What does it mean to be a Torah Jew? What does it mean to be a Yid that's Loimei Torah, that's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? It is one of the loftiest of goals and the tenets of our Yiddishkeit. Tonight, I would like to address what it means to be a Torah Yid. A Yid that's Mekayim and lives Talmud Torah, the learning of Torah. Shavuos, as we've mentioned, as we are saying, is the Yontif of Torah and Limud HaTorah. Yet something interesting is found in the Rishonim about the Yontif of Shavuos, which needs to be explained. The Tur, Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, he brings from his brother Reb Yehuda that all the Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, are connected the Avos. Each Yontif is symbolic of one of the Avos. Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Yaakov. There's a lot of literature, a lot of Torah to explain the correlation between each Yontif and the Av, and the father that it represents. Pesach is Avram, Shavuos Yitzchak, and Sukkos is Yaakov. Why? Why is it? What is it in the Yontif that represents the Av that it's symbolic for? I'd like to address Shavuos and Yitzchak, the connection, the correlation between Shavuos and Yitzchak. It's interesting, the Gra, the Heilige Gaon brings that the name Shavuos, why is it called Shavuos? Pasha to the Rishonim, the Pshat is because Shavuos has to do with Sfiras Omer. It's the culmination of Sfiras Omer. The preparation with the Sfiras Omer concludes with the Yontif. So Shavuos is weeks. We count days and weeks. Memela, the Yontif takes on the name of Shavuos, weeks, Sfiras Omer. We've mentioned in the past, the mitzvah is the days to count. Sfiras Omer is Yomim. Maybe also Shavuos, weeks. Why is it only Shavuos weeks and not Yomim days? We've talked about it in the past. We could speak about it in different shiurim in the future. But that's one pshat, that it has to do with Sfiras Omer. The counting of the days and weeks, Shavuos. Chidah tells us that Shavuos, the name comes from swearing, Shavuah. We swore, we made a Shavuah a commitment with oath that we will accept the Torah, we will be the Am HaTorah, and return Shvuos, it's a plural, a lashon of two Shvuos, Rabbeinu Shlomo Elov swears to us that he is committed and we are the Am HaNivchor forever. So it's a Shvuos, plural of oaths, our oath to Hashem, to the Rabbeinu Shlomo Elov, and the Rabbeinu Shlomo Elov's oath to us. The Gaon says something very unique, something very interesting. The Gaon says, Yitzchak, he kept on digging the wells, as we find in Bereishis, and Avimelech and his people around him kept on undoing the wells that Yitzchak dug. And finally, the last well, it was called Nachlas Shiva. And that's why it's called Be'er Sheva, seven Sheva. Zok de Goyin, so the Sheva, Shvuos, is seven. Shvuos, Yitzchak, the Be'erois, the wells. Shvuos is Al Shem, Be'er Sheva. The connection between the wells of Yitzchak, Be'er Sheva, the seventh well stays. We see clearly the connection between Shvuos, the Yomtif, Yitzchak, Avinu, his Avoida, Be'er Sheva. There's some connection. There's some Shaychus. What is that connection? Yitzchak to the Yontif of Shvuos, to the Avoida of Yitzchak, to the Be'erois that Yitzchak had to dig and he had to redig and fight for. Till finally he was able to keep Be'er Sheva. It's interesting, the Medrash Vayera, Chav Gimel Yid Aleph, there's a Yud in Yitzchak. Yitzchak. The Yud in Yitzchak represents Aseres HaDibrois. Interesting, the Yitzchak, the Yud, the Yaakov also has a Yud, but the Yitzchak, the Yud is Aseres HaDibrois. Viter, again, we see the connection between Aseres HaDibrois, which was given to us, which was dictated to us on Shvuos, and the Av Yitzchak. There's another interesting Medrash Rabbah, which points to Aseres HaDibrois, Luchos, and Yitzchak. Avram sends Eliezer to go get a wife for Yitzchak. When he finally meets Rivka, without question, this is the Shidduch, Oisei Chachta L'Avdecha L'Yitzchak. He realizes this is the Shidduch for Yitzchak, and he jumps, and he gives her a matana, he gives her a present, he gives her gifts. What are the gifts? Shnei Tzmidim. So two bracelets, value Asara, ten Beka, ten. So it's two and ten. Zong the Chazal, that there was a remez in the two and the ten. It was symbolic, it wasn't just Grod, it happened to be two bracelets because he had two hands or ten. That was the worth of it. No, there was some significance of the two and the ten because two are the luchais and ten are the aseres hadibrois. Rashi quotes this Chazal. So in the shidduch of Yitzchak to Rivka, the remez of aseres hadibrois and the two luchais. Interesting. When Eliezer repeats the story to Besuel and Lavan, that he meets Rivka and he gives her these gifts, he changes a little the storyline. And he says that actually I asked her who she was and I realized it's the right Shidduch and therefore I gave her these gifts. Mefarshim, based on Chazal, explain the change. Why to Lavan and Besuel does he change the story? That's not what happened. He gave her the gifts without asking any questions. And the Teretz, of course, is simple because Lavan, he would think that something's wrong with Eliezer. Someone gives gifts to a child, to a female, you got to start asking questions. What's Got to find out what he's all about. Something's wrong here. Suspicious. So to Lavan and Besuel, he had to change the story. To Rivka, he gave it to her straight away without any questions. The Shaila, the questions, but why did he do it? What's Takapshat? I mean, he should have asked who she is, and if it's a strange hanhaga, if it's something which is bizarre, so why did he Taka do it? And then later on, to cover it up, when he speaks it over with Besuel and the Teretz Rabbeisai, I've once heard that the Chiddush Harim said this. I haven't seen it inside, but possibly it is a Chiddush Harim. To Rivka, it's not money. Money has no value. She sees past the money. So she sees the siman, the symbol. And what is the symbol that we marry Yitzchak? It comes with Aseres HaDibris. It comes with Shnei Luchais. This is the Shidduch. This is the talk. This is the foundation, the untestashura of the Shidduch. Rivka would understand that because she sees past the money. She sees deeper than the money. Lavan and Besuel, it's just the money. So they wouldn't understand the siman, so they would have to be explained, what are you giving money for? And therefore he had to switch it around. This yesod, that Yitzchak, what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Aseres HaDibros. Luchais, that's the life. When you marry Yitzchak, Rivka had to understand she's accepting a life of Luchais and Aseres HaDibros, which is really the pshat of the Torah from B'Shem, his brother, Rabbi Yehuda, that Yitzchak represent Shuas, Luchais, Aseres HaDibros, Be'er Sheva, the Goyin, that the Avoida, the life story of Yitzchak is all about Aseres HaDibros and Shnei Luchais. The question is, was wilt given schlecht, if you would talk to Rivka first and then give it to her? It's such a big problem. If you first ask who she is, go into dialogue and then see if she's interested and talk to her that it's about Aseres HaDibros and Shnei Luchais. Efshe Rabbeisai, we could say that Merumis here, in the matonis, in the gift that was given to Rivka, in the marriage, in the life with Yitzchak of Aseres HaDibros, is Luchais. And Aseres HaDibros, Rivka accepts it without question, without even asking one thing, because that's Nasav and Ishma. It was a form of Nasav and Ishma, of accepting without asking. Ready to go. I accept. Moshcheni acharecha on the roots, I run. I don't need to know anything if it's Luchais and Aseres HaDibros. This is the response, Nasav and Ishma. First I take and then I'll ask. And therefore she accepts, and then there's discussion what the Shidduch is about. It's Alts Mais of the similar bonim. This is the actions of Eliezer with Rivka is now doing the groundwork. Is seeding. They're putting in seeds for the Mahus, the future of Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, when they hear Luchais, when they hear Aseres HaDibros, no questions asked, Natsav and Ishma, we accept. And this explains why maybe Yaakov felt so bad. When he comes to Rachel, he starts to cry. What is he crying? Chazal say two things. One, that he sees he's not going to be buried with Rachel. That I understand. That makes sense why he cries. And the second thing that's in Chazal, he couldn't do like Eliezer, Eved, Avram, that came with presents. That's why you're crying. You think Rachel needs your presence. You think Rachel, to her, it makes a difference if she got a wedding ring or not getting a wedding ring or an engagement ring. You think that's going to make the... If you think she's marrying you only for that, then she's not your shidduch anyway. What are you crying about? It's veinster. The Teretz is Obviously, what Eliezer did was not just an act of giving gifts. It was deep, it was symbolic, and it was tailblazing. It was being maimed. It was establishing in Avodas Hashem tremendous zachen in the future of Klal Yisrael, in their koiches hanefesh, in their mice ovis simin labonim. And therefore he cried that he couldn't do it. It wasn't just a gift. It was an avoda. It was an avoda Hashem in Kabbalas HaTorah and Kabbalas Mitzvahs. And Yitzchak, as the Av of Kabbalas HaTorah, therefore by him, this simin played itself out. It was able to come to fruition. It was needed in the Kabbalah and the acceptance of Rivka, Kabbalas HaLuchais, Kabbalas HaTorah, Nasa and Ishmael, without questions. The Kasha is pretty obvious, but Yitzchak is not the Amud HaTorah. Yitzchak doesn't stand for Torah. Yitzchak stands for Avoda. Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak is Avoda. Yankiv is the God Torah. Yankiv is the Av of Torah. So how do we explain the whole Avoda of Kabbalah HaTorah, of Luchais, of Shvuas, is Yitzchak? Daf Zayin Yankiv. It should have been Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the Av of Torah. Midatzach, I believe Rabbi say, it's likta a tremendous yisoid. Avada Yankiv is Torah. Limud HaTorah is Yankiv. And Yankiv had tremendous nisyonos, and he learned through those nisyonos. Yankiv is about Simchas HaTorah. And could be possibly in Sukkot we have Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah. Yankiv has to do with Torah. We're not taking away not the Torah, not the Simchas HaTorah. That we're happy and we dance and we're tzefriden with Torah has to do with Yaakov also, for sure. No question. But the avoid of Nasa v'nishma, of Kabbalah HaTorah, which means b'mesirus nefesh, with self-sacrifice, to the point that akeda, that there's no person. Person is completely sacrificed like a carbon. That Mesiras Nefesh is the Avodah of Shvuas Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah with Mesiras Nefesh. Kabbalah with such devotion, selfless. Carbon. Akeda. And Yitzchak, who is the symbol, is the semel of Mesiras Nefesh, of carbon, of Akeda, becomes the simon of Kabbalah HaTorah and Nasa v'Nishma. Yankiv Avinu Torah, Amud HaTorah. Shavuos is not so much about Torah, it's about Kabbalah. Shavuos is about Nasa v'Nishma, to accept no matter what. To be selfless, to sacrifice completely. The shroshim of that Nasa v'Nishma likten Yitzchak Avinu's Akeda. It's rooted in Yitzchak's Akeda, and therefore Yitzchak. Yitzchak is the symbol. Yitzchak is the Av of Shavuos. Torah requires a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. Klal Yisrael is Am HaTorah, it's the Am of Mesiras Nefesh. Throughout the Dairis, even went into fires for the Rebbeinu Shloilam and his Torah. Kabbalah, they accepted this in Maimon Har Sinai and Nasa v'Nishma. There was a big fire in Kabbalah's HaTorah. Eish G'dayla. The Pasuk says, Vayala Shonai Ke'eshen HaKivshon. The smoke from that fire went up like that of a furnace. Eshen, the smoke of a furnace goes up, smoke. Why do you need a mashal? Why do we need an example to explain to me what ash oshan, the smoke went, smoke, fire. Why do we need an example of ash and hakivshan? A furnace. Imri Emes, Murid Gechidish, Murid Gedipshat. Says Imri Emes, Ashen HaKivshan, whenever we use the word Kivshan, it always has a ring, a remes to the Kivshan Ha'esh that Avraham Avinu was thrown into. The crematorium that Avraham was thrown into. The Kivshan Ha'esh. Vayala Shonai, the fire had smoke. That smoke bellowed to the Shemayim, to the heavens. Smokes of Auschwitz, Treblinka, those smokes of Yiddish Kerper, his Vayala Shani goes up to the Kisei HaKavod. And it's Keshen HaKivshan, it's rooted in the Kivshan HaEsh. And even one day might be called upon for Torah, for Shmira Satayra, to be thrown into a fire. Kabbalah Satayra, there was a remes of Mesiras Nefesh. Chazal tell us that by Kabbalah Satayra, even though we said Nasim and Ishma, the Rabbi Yisholim uprooted the mountain, put it over our heads. And the Rabbi Yisholim told us and warned us, Im tekablus hatayra mutiv, v'im lav, sham tehe kfurashem. There, sham, there will be your kfura, the mantle will be dropped on you if you don't accept. The Farshim all asked the Kasha, and said, Pai, here. You pick up a mountain, it's here. You drop it here. What does it mean, sham, there, tehe kfurashem? Lashon Chazal Sham needs to be explained. It's Pai, it's here. Say the Mefarshim, it doesn't mean Pai here, because here they already said Nasav and Ishma. That's one of the Kashas that all the Mefarshim deal with, all the way starting from Taisus. The Rishonim already asked this Kasha. Chayr, they accepted. They said Nasav, they gladly accepted, happily accepted. Why do they have to be again warned and threatened with Sham take for Aschem if you don't accept? And the answer is, we're not talking about that generation, because they accept it. We're talking about the future. Daire, dairis. There'll always be nisyonis. There'll be tests. The Yid will be put to test. If he accepts, and if he's mekabel taira with limud and amelus bataira, it's not going to be easy. Sham, those future generations, tehek furaschem, if you don't accept taira, if you don't accept the Nasav and Ishma, you don't keep the Nasav and Ishma, Sham Teheik Furaschem. Chayra, the Lashon Sham Teheik Furaschem. It's a very interesting wording. If it's Toman here, so we understand the mountain is being thrown on top and literally will bury them. But if it's symbolic for future generations that you'll have to die if you don't accept the Nasav and Ishma, so the Furaschem is a very coarse lashon. Just say Sham Tomus, you'll die. What is Kvuraschem, buried alive almost? It's a very strong language. What does it mean, Kvuraschem? Why is the threat in such language? Kvuraschem, be buried alive almost. What's the lashon? And with this we'll understand the whole name of the Chazal. Tosis has a kasha, like we just mentioned before. They didn't need to be forced. They said Nasav and Ishma. Answers Tosis, there was a big fire. There was tremendous fire. Eish gedolah. And that frightened them. They started going backwards. Ke'ilu, they're having charata. Ke'ilu, they're regretting. So the Rabbeinu Shloim had to force them back with a threat of the mountain on top of them and Sham Tehei Furaschem. Why the fire? Why the threat? Why the fear? Why the warnings? It was a situation of simcha, of happiness. We've spoken in the past from the Maral. It was a tremendous situation, an atmosphere of ahava. Chazal tell us it was like a wedding. Chuppah. The mountain was like a chuppah, and the Rabbi Yishon was marrying Klal Yisrael. So why all the fear and the threat and the frightening? Should have been a beautiful matziv, a joyous situation. Shtal Zafar, we learn all the halachas of chuppah from Matan Torah, from Maimon Har Sinai. The chuppah, the mountain, the flowers, say the Rishonim come from Maimon Har Sinai, that's where we have flowers by Achasana. The music, Kailas of Brakim, I always add, the flash of the photographer, Brakim, flash of lightning. Whatever it is, but it's a happy, a joyous occasion. Why the big fire? Pashtus, there is a din, there is a yisoid, a condition that's needed in Talmud Torah, and that is be'ema, be'resus, be'zeya. You need to be with trepidation, you need to be afraid. Fear, pachat, kavod haTorah. If not, people don't respect. They lose respect if they don't have the fear, the yira, like a Talmud Chacham, there's a din yira. Gotta be afraid. There's Hashem el kechatira. Ask the rabbis, tell me the chachamim. Torah needs yira. Torah has to be learned, not as a lax, a joyous it's something that should be learned with fear and respect. Efshir Rabbeisai. We could say another pshat, why the fire? Why the fright from fire? And the answer is, part of the Nasav and Nishma was to accept future generations of Karbonis and Klal Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh, fire, Torah's Eish. Sometimes Eish warms, fire gives us warmth, gives us food, and sometimes fire burns. There's Eish HaMizbeach. Klal Yisrael, when they heard, when they were accepting Torah, Nasav and Nishma, they needed to accept the fire that comes with it too. The Eish HaGadayla. The Dairis, the Yidden will be called to task to burn on the stake, Al Kiddush Hashem, to burn in crematorium of concentration camps because they're Yidden. They needed to accept that Eish HaGadayla. And that frightened them. So Rabbi Yishlam picks up the mountain, and Rabbi Yishlam says, "If the Kabbalah Satira Mutif, don't think that's going to be bad for you. Burning on the fire for Kiddush Hashem is Mutav. You're afraid, you think it's bad. No, the opposite. If you don't accept that, Shom Teik for Askel, you'll be burying yourself. The worst thing a Yid could do for himself, to annihilate himself, is to feel that he'll cover up his Torah. He'll hide his identity as the Am HaTorah. He believes this will save him. History has taught us that that is not the truth. It's very far from the truth. The more we hide our identity, the more in danger, the more danger that we are in from the goyim around us will try to persecute us. It's when we stand strong. And yes, there are times that the Rebbeinu Shalom calls on us to have karbonis. Torah fadrits, it requires lots of mesiras nefesh from the Am HaTorah. But this is what we've accepted, that this is our identity, this is our essence. We are the Am HaTorah. Torah is nitna be'esh. And we respond the Be'esh B'mayim. We are ready to go with fire and water. We do it. Be'esh B'mayim. We've accepted. And we've stood up to the task that was given to us. Proudly. difficult but proud we are. No matter what happens, we can be put into a furnace, ovens, and just bounce back some years later with so much Torah and rebuild. This is the Am HaTorah. We've accepted the Nasa V'Nishma with the Eish HaGadayla. Mutav. Rabbi Yishim is telling us, don't think you'll feel that you lost. Fakert, you go out Kiddush Hashem, you'll feel the opposite, that you've won, that you've gained, that you've lived. Avshach Zeichet Tzadik Levracha Rashiv of Panevish by the Knesset Gedoyla said something so powerful. Avshach said, Rabbi Yisai, I read a story about the Holocaust. Something that happened in one of the concentration camps. It was Simchas Torah. Yidden were being led to the gas chambers. And they were bemoaning not their death, but that it was Simchas Torah and that they weren't able to dance with the Torah. This is what a Yid, this is his concern at such a moment. And then they said to themselves, and they consoled themselves, no, we could dance Simchas Torah. We have ourselves, we are the Am HaTorah. We represent Torah. And therefore when we dance with ourselves, we are dancing with the Torah. And so they danced while being led into the concentration camps, into the gas chambers. Avshach screamed and he said, I don't know about you, but I could say about myself that all the years of my Abbot's Torah, I would give it up. I'd be willing to switch all my Abbot's Torah, because I survived the war, just to be part of that group of people, to be in that group of Yidden that danced Simchas Torah with their identity of being the Am HaTorah into a gas chamber. And Rav Shach said something so yesoidistic. Torah says v'chai b'hem, but yet we are called to give up our lives for Torah. The Gimel Averis Chamurais, but it says v'chai b'hem. So the Pasha Pshat is that it's except in these three cases by the Gimel Averis Chamuris, said Rav Shach, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is giving up our lives, probably the Zorah Gilarai Shvichas Damim, and giving up our lives for Kiddush Hashem is V'chai Bahem. It's actually an expression of life, not an expression of death. To a Yid, that's called Galept, dying al Kiddush Hashem. Thus is V'chai Bohem, it's the life of a Yid. In Tekablus HaTorah Mutiv, this is what we were saying, this is the Taich. In Tekablus HaTorah, don't think if you give up your life, Al Kiddush Hashem, and you have what to be afraid of. No, Mutiv, Fakert, you'll feel that this is something, the best thing that's for you. This is your life. This is going to bring you Simchas HaChaim in love. But if you feel the Fakert, you'll be Pirish Men HaTorah. You'll cover your identity and live a real life, what the world on the outside calls life. Sham Teik Furaschem. The opposite, you'll be burying yourself. Nisht Kiddush Hashem is Gestorben. Gestorben al Kiddush Hashem heis Galept. Starbin al Kiddush Hashem, das heis gelept, it's brought down. It's from Chaim Mivalozhin, something Yidua, that Yidden who die al Kiddush Hashem, their bodies don't feel the pain. I'm a simple Yid, I don't know, to understand, you know, what it means exactly, but it's brought down in the Svarim. It's brought down in Dachzal Meshem. The Goyin has to do with Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek that gave up his life on Kiddush Hashem. He got burnt at the stake for Yiddishkeit. That Yidden who die on Kiddush Hashem, their pain is not a pain. You have to know the Gemara of Rebbe Akiva, that they were combing his flesh. Whatever it is, the aside of it is, there's a special v'chai bohem in dying with Mesiras Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, that it's actually an act of v'chai bohem. Das heißt gelebt fayid. Chazal tell us that by Maimon Har Sinai was Parcha Nishmasa. The Nishamas flew out and the Rabbi Yisholim made a nest. It was Mechaya Mason. And then they were able to hear the rest of the Dibris. I always wondered, why does he need a nest to revive them, Tchias HaMeisim, make the nest, they shouldn't die in the first place. Why do you need Parcha Nishmasam? Why was it so essential in Maimon Har Sinai they should die and that they should be revived? A nest, there'll be less of a Shini HaTeva to make them, they shouldn't die in the first place. Ibrik Nisim, the rule is Rebbeinu doesn't make Nisim unless it's needed. So make it that they shouldn't die, that they should die. And then there's Tchias HaMeisim. Medachzach, I believe that this is the reason. Everything we've spoken tonight is the reason for this. It's to bring out that on Teira, a mensch is gestorben, und mit Teira, das ist gelebt. It's Tchias HaMeisim. We think dying is dying. No, dying is not dying. With Torah, it's Tchias HaMeisim. Maimon Har Sinai, Anasa V'Nishma, instilled. It created that the Yid, mit Torah is gelebt, on Torah is gestorben, became part of our Mahus, part of our essence, part of our Neshama. And a Yid, in the depth of his neshama, feels life, Torah, it's Chaim Hila Machzikimbach. On it, on Torah, das heis gestorben. And this is the pshat that we've spoken from the Imri Emes, Vayal Hashonai, Eshen HaKivshon. This fire was Eshen HaKivshon. It gave us the Kayach. When we accepted this fire, when we went to Nasa V'Nishma regardless, that fire had in it Eshen HaKivshon. It had in it and instilled in us the ability to be thrown into a fire for Torah. We lay in Rus, Shavuos. Many reasons. David HaMelech comes from Rus. David HaMelech died on Shavuos. He was Nifter on Shavuos. But it seems unilaterally in the Mefarshim a simple reason why we read Rus on Shavuos, and that is Mesiras Nefesh. Rus is the symbol, the epitome of Mesiras Nefesh, to be Am Echami, to be part of this Am. She was Moisa Nefesh, to be part of the Am Hashem, the Am HaTorah. And Rus, which of course is the lineage of Mashiach, is this symbol of Mesiras Nefesh, to give it all up, to have nothing. And it's all about Am Echami, Elikayach Elikoy. Notice, what does she say to Nomi when Nomi tries to convince her to go back and not become a Geiris? She says, Ba'asher Tolini Olin. And she also says the magic key words, V'sham Ekover, and there I will be buried. Pashas, it means the cemetery together with Yidden, because if Goyim Yidden don't get buried together. Farshim say Shama Kever was the key, the secret words that she was Mekabel, the Shama Kever, the Sham Tehek Furaschem. The Nasa V'Nishma on the Sham Tehek Furaschem. to die for Yiddishkeit. My father told me, he was Isaac and Geiris many years. We try to push away Geirim. Kasha Geirim L'Yisrael Kisapachas. It's not a good thing. Yet we do accept Geirim. What is the magic words that a Ger has to say that we say, you know what? Yes, this is a real Ger. We'll accept him. Father told me that if they use the words, my life is not a life, if I don't do this, if I don't become part of the Jewish nation, to keep Torah mitzvahs, I don't have a lot. I'm not ready to live like this. The pshat lechayr rabbeisai is the Gaon tells us umas ha'aylam, they didn't accept the Torah, but not all umas ha'aylam, not everyone. The nations as a whole didn't accept, but there were yechidim, there were individuals from within every nation that wanted. What happened to those yechidim? Right, the tzibur. The vast majority of their nation said no, and therefore the Rabbi Hashem didn't give it to them. But what about the individuals? There must have been a few that wanted. Says the Gaon, the Gerah, that the neshama of those people that really wanted eventually find their way back to Klal Yisrael through Geirim. Their neshamas were actually at Maimon Har Sinai. Their neshamas were there when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma. Now it all comes together. The neshama that said Nasa v'nishma means we die for Torah. On Torah, we don't have a life. So that neshama, its essence is Nasa v'nishma, as is the neshama of every other Yid. And he finds its way back. The Klal Yisrael, Amechami, Elikai, Elikai, Visham, Ekover. The acceptance of Nasa v'nishma with the Sham Teik Furaschem, with the Mesiris Nefesh, to die for Torah, and that life without Torah is not a life. Medrash Tehillim brings out this Yisoid so beautifully, how Yitzchak and his Mesiras Nefesh is the essence of Shavuos and Kabbalah Satera. And as we've explained, because the Akedah of Yitzchak is Torah, it's the Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma. I quote for you a Medrash Tehillim. Medrash Tehillim, Samaches Tes, Sinai Mehechon Ba. What is Sinai? So we think it's Mount Sinai from the Midbar. Amar Rabbi Yosi, that actually Sinai is a mixture of two mountains. It's Sinai from the Midbar, and it's also Har HaMiriah. Har HaMiriah becomes infused in Sinai. It becomes attached together with Sinai. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Har HaMiriah. Nitlash kechala misa, like you take a chala from a dough. Interesting, chala, dough. Klal Yisrael is bereishis, reishis arisa yisechem. Klal Yisrael is like chala, fire. What do you do with chala today? We burn it in galus. We burn, right? We don't have the kehanim, so we don't have burning fire. Chala. Anyways, it was kechala miisa mimakam shenek had Yitzchak Avinu. From the place where Yitzchak Avinu was in a carbon nakeda, it was bound on the mizbech. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyil v'Yitzchak Aviyam Nekad Olav. Since on Har HaMiriah, Yitzchak was bound as a carbon to die for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, Noel Lebonav. How befitting it is for his children, Lekabel Olav Es HaTorah. Akedas Yitzchak is the ultimate, it's the perfect place for Kabbalah Satayra. And the reason is because Kabbalah Satayra is Akedah. It's accepting to be a carbon, to be Mois and Nefesh for the Rabbeinu Shalom and his Torah. Let me add from the words of Chazal more insight of how significant Har HaMiriah and the Akedah that happened on it, for the future of Klal Yisrael accepting the Torah on Sinai. L'mechilta, Chazal, Parshas Beshalach, Say Parsha Gimel. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Kishenichnesu Yisrael Layom, when Klal Yisrael went into Yam Suf for the waters to split, they went in, they jumped into the waters. Hoya Hara Maria Nekar. Har Maria was already traveling with them. Har Maria, where the Akedah was traveling behind them as they were traveling. Har Maria Nekar, Umizbech Shal Yitzchak Abani Olav. Even the Mizbech traveled. The Mizbech that Yitzchak was bound to be geshachten as a carbon went with. And Marocha, says the Machilta, the woods were on the Mizbech were also traveling. And as almost like a symbol, Yitzchak is on the Akedah, and Avram is with the knife ready to shecht. All this traveled with them into the Yam Suf. Such an eloquent medrash. Beautiful medrash. As they go into the Yam Suf, what are they carrying with them? The Har Moriah, not just the mountain, but the Mizbeach, not just the Mizbeach, but the actual Akedah with the Marocha, with the wood. And not just the situation, but the actual Akedah itself of Yitzchak. And that Yitzchak is on that Mizbeach, bound. And Avram with the knife is ready to shecht him. All this reality is following them into the Yam Suf. And the Pshat Rabbi Yisai is as follows. The Yam, the ocean doesn't want to split. Chazal tell us that the Yam went back le'esonai. Pasuk, le'esonai. Chazal say esonai is a language, a lashon of tnai, of condition. The Ribbono Shel Olam is commanding, is demanding of the Yam Suf, a sonai, tnai. There's a condition. I made a condition. I created the world on condition that Klal Yisrael will eventually leave Mitzrayim, go to Sinai and be mekabel the Torah. Tnai hisna. It's a condition that the Ribbono Shel Olam made with the Yam Suf, Kabbalah Satayra, and if not, the world ceases to exist. So you need to split. In order for Klal Yisrael to be Zoicha, for this Tanai, they need to go with the Kalim, with the foundations of Kabbalah Satayra, with the Schus of Kabbalah Satayra. What is the Kabbalah Satayra? What is the Schus? What is the Kabbalah Satayra on Har Sinai? The answer is Har Maria the Akedah. It's Akedas Yitzchak, the carbon. And therefore, they travel with this Schus of Akedah to Mayim and Har Sinai through Yam Suf. Vayar Hayom Vayonis. The Yardin Sea. What does it see? Hayom Rav Vayonis. What did the ocean see? Hayom Rav. Says Chazal, they saw Yosef. What did they see in Yosef? That Yosef ran out from Eishes Potiphar and didn't do the Aveira. Chazal tell us tremendous Mesiras Nefesh. Ribbono Shel Olam shows the Yam Suf Atzmos Yosef Mesiras Nefesh. Nachshon ben Aminadav, he jumps into the waters Mesiras Nefesh. Klal Yisrael are carrying with them Ashtik Mesiras Nefesh over their shoulders. Above them, they walk and travel throughout the Doiris. We walk and travel with Sinai infused, combined with Har Maria the Akeda, the Mesiras Nefesh. Nothing could stand in the way of this Mesiras Nefesh. The Yid's Mesiras Nefesh for Torah is Bo Be'eshu Bamayim. And here they're coming Bamayim. And the waters are going to retreat. The waters are going to split for them. Because there's nothing that could stand in the way of the Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, from the Ama Torah, for Kabbalah's Torah. This is the symbol. This is the remez of Klal Yisrael traveling into the Yam Suf with Har Maria, Akeda, with Yitzhak al HaMizbeach, Avraham Avinu, and the Sakin Biyodai. They carry with them majestically, with honor, Akedas Yitzhak. This is our crown. This is our flag of honor. This is our essence. And no waters, no Yam Suf could stand in its way, because there's nothing that stands in the way of the Yid's Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. The Torah tells us there was a Shofar Gadol, as the Pasuk says, by Maimon Har Sinai there was a Shofar. The Kol HaShofar Hayelech V'Chazek was going and was getting stronger. The Torah says, what is this Kol HaShofar? What is the significance of Kol HaShofar by Maimon Har Sinai? Zok the Torah, because of Akedas Yitzchak, the Shofar has to do with the Akedah. I believe that that's the Kol of the Shofar, which is Hayelech V'Chazek. The Kol of Mesiras Nefesh gets stronger. Doesn't get weaker. The more Mesiras Nefesh, the more strength we have. The more we escape, and the more we try to run from this Mesiras Nefesh, the weaker we become. Kol Shofar Hayelech V'Chazek. This is our strength, our strong point. A Yid is called to task to be Mesiras Nefesh. He stands to the task at hand. He doesn't back down. He doesn't run away. And that's its strength. Kol Shofar Hayelech V'Chazek. Yitzchak was never geshachten on the Mizbeach. He was nikdash. He was sanctified to be a carbon. So in the yeshivas, there's Torah from Reb Chaim Mibrisk, Zechus Yagin Aleinu, the great Reb Chaim, that he was a Naya Shem carbon. It was a different type of a carbon. A behema, you makdish it, you sanctify it, so then it's kodesh, and it has to be slaughtered and burnt on the Mizbeach. Yitzchak, as a person carbon, he was a carbon mechayim. A Naya Shem carbon, a new type of a carbon that lives, a carbon that doesn't have to be geshachten and burnt on the Mizbeach. What does it mean that he's a carbon mechayim? So maybe we could add a little insight according to what we've just spoken. Torah, the life of Torah. Torah, a life with Mesiras Nefesh, thus is carbon. It's a form of carbon. Yedua, the Beis Yosef, learned with the Magid. And he questioned the Magid, why is it that I daven and I beg the Rebbeinu Shloim in my tefillos, I should be zoicha to be a carbon, to die al kiddush Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva said, kol yom itzarti masi yavi davazel yadi, and I was never zoicha. Rebbeinu Shloim never answered my tefillos. Isaiah told me that the Chafetz Chaim also would often daven to ask the Rebbeinu Shloim, he should be zoicha to die al kiddush Hashem. And the response of the Magid, the Malach to the Beis Yosef, is unique. It's quite eye-opening yesod. Shalcha Gadol, you have a greater avoida, greater job than dying al Kiddush Hashem, because you need to live al Kiddush Hashem. Through your Torah, through your Habatzah's Torah, you wrote the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Keseth Mishnah, all the Torah that you brought to this world, that is your expression of Mesiras Nefesh Karban. Yitzchak was put on the Mizbeach to show the ultimate Mesiras Nefesh, to bring out in him selfless. But now, with this Kayach of Akedah, his job was to be secluded. Ani Chashiv Kemeis, Suma Chashiv Kemeis. Yitzchak was a Suma. Yitzchak lived secluded, Suma. Yes, Suma's a mace, but yet he was alive with the Mesiras Nefesh that he had for Torah. Chazal tell us that after Yitzchak was put on the Akedah, right from the experience of Har Moriah, he went to Shem Ve'Aver to seclude himself in the Ahalei Torah, to learn Bamelus. And the Taich is because now Karma Michayim takes on a whole new Avoida. And that is Taka Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh in learning. Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. And that Mesiras Nefesh is no less carbon than as if one was Nikra Vala Mizbech. Rabbeisai, generations before us, and one the previous one before our time, they were called to give up literally their lives for Torah and to be burnt Al Kiddush Hashem. Today we live pretty much a free life. We're able to make money and we have houses and cars. We're called to add to a different task of Kiddush Hashem, to a different avoid of Mesiras Nefesh. Our Mesiras Nefesh is in the learning. It's in the daily avoida of Torah that we need to be involved in Torah. The Nisyonis HaChaim from outside are so strong that it takes selfless sacrifice to ignore everything, to be pure and to be Amel, and to give up everything just for learning Torah. There was a time and a place where there was a concept of Impaga B'chaminuvu M'shchei L'Beis HaMedrash. You were able to run, you had a place to hide in Shem Ve'Aver. The Yetzahara, the Satan, it's very tricky, very wise. Gullus is very, very complicated. It attacks in different sneaky ways. And now it brings us the Gullus, and it brings us the Pagabacha Menuvel Zeh into the Beis Medrash on our Gemara as we are learning the phone. And again, I don't, not from the grace of Kadayim, but it's pretty obvious. A Yid could be sitting and learning. There was a time where a Yid was a Mesmedrish, that was it. Adam Kiyam was Ba'il, this was his hour of learning, and he was cut off from the whole world. Gullus came up with a trick. Gullus came up with a Mahalach on how to get us, while we're at the Gemaris, to bring us this Menuvel Zeh, to bring us the outside world, all its confusion, and all its tumult that it rips us away, that doesn't let us concentrate. All the difficulties, all the problems, right into the Gemara as we're learning. And it takes a tremendous Mesiras Nefesh to cut away all the distractions and learn and be frum and be erlich as we go out to the outside world as well, as we do business. It's a different form of mesiras nefesh. It's a different mahalach of carbon. Dairis before us, it was you're a yid and you're going to die for being a yid. Now, it's a different carbon, a different mesiras nefesh to remain the Amat Torah, to remain the yid. There's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Tanchuma says, what did Yitzchak tell Rivka that he's taking, what did Avram tell Sarah when he took Yitzchak to Rakedu? I mean, he had to come up with some explanation where he's leaving. You go away for an hour or two, your wife is wanting to know where you went. And you have to have some kind of explanation where you're going, if you take, especially taking your son with you. Went for a few days, so what would, I mean, isn't Sarah thinking, can you tell me where you're going? Says the Medrash Tanchuma that he did tell her something. He told her, I'm going to a faraway place with Yitzchak. This faraway place is Makayim Shemechanchim Bo Yisaktanim. They train children like a sleepaway camp. And I'm taking him over there. Was it true? You know, I don't know. We know you're allowed to be Mishanim Ne'ashalim. Stam Avram Avinu thought of something that he told Sarah that probably had to be true. It couldn't have been. He made up a story, some kind of an excuse, some kind of Baba Maisa that he left. What Avram Avinu told Sarah was the truth. He was taking Yitzchak to a faraway place. The symbol of faraway could be gullus, faraway gullus, and mechanchim mesaktanim, akeda, mesiras nefesh. This is the chinuch haktanim that we're referring to. The akeda was the chinuch of Torah. It trained the yid what it means to be a carbon for Torah. And yes, what Avram told Sarah wasn't just an excuse. It wasn't just the story, it was the truth. With this, Rabbi Yisrael, we can explain a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Nasa Menishma Sugya, Shabbos, Peites and Beis. The Gemara says a story. Zok the Gemara, that the Rabbeinu Shleilon turns to Avram and he says, Bonecha Chatu, your children sinned. Avram Avinu says, if this is the case, Yemachu Al Kiddush Hashem, they should be wiped out, they should die. And with this, it'll be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim because they're transgressing, because they're defiling the name of the Rabbeinu Shleil. The Gemara says the same happened with Yaakov Avinu. Bonecha Chatu, and Yaakov Avinu says, okay, I have nothing to respond. Yemachu al Kiddush Shemecha. No defense. Yemachu al Kiddush Shemecha. Says the Gemara, the Rabbeinu Shlom turns to Yitzchak and he says, Banecha Chatu. Says Yitzchak, wait a minute. Banecha, they're my children. They're your children too. Did you, Rabbeinu Shlom, not say clearly when Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, you said clearly, Mi Gila Rozeh Lebanai Shemalachi Asharas Mishtam Shimbei. So you said clearly that they're your children too. Alright, so we're in this together. I am a father, you're a father, I'll take half, you take half. How many hours they sleep, how many, so we'll cut it down. Half on your cheshbon, half, let's figure it out, and they should live. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Lefi what we spoke, Rabbi Sais, Gogishmak. Avram was tiny yimachal kiddush shemecha. It's the only solution. Yankiv Avinu was tiny yimach al kiddush shemecha. Zok Yitzchak, I was mechadish and yisoid of avoida. And that is yimachu. A yid could die al kiddush Hashem by living and learning Torah, by being mesakin, by doing tshuva. Yimachu al kiddush shemecha. Yes, I agree with Avram and Yah. I'm not arguing. But there's another way how to do the yimachu. There's another mahalach on how to substitute And that is by learning Torah Nasa V'Nishma with Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh of Nasa V'Nishma is the ultimate Yemachu Al Kiddushim, to give up the person's whole self, to give himself his guf, all his ritzoinus, everything that he wants, for the sake of Nasa V'Nishma. This is the Avodah, the Mesiras Nefesh of Yitzchak. And this is what he instilled in his children. The Koyach, as Reb Chaim Valozhin always says, the Koyach of a Yid to be Mesiras Nefesh is Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, the Akedah. We'll talk at a different time. We've spoken in the pit. Is it Avram? Is it Yitzchak? Back upon him, Yitzchak was ready to be burnt on a Mizbeach selflessly. And this is the Avoida of the Am HaTorah in their Kabbalas HaTorah. Mutaf. We think we can get scared. A life of such Mesiras Nefesh scares us. We have so much Gashmias. There's so much out there that we want to swallow and take and be able to. That's not going to give us life. Mutav. The best thing is pas mamelach teichal umayim amsurat tishta al aretz tishna v'chayit tzartichya mesiras nefesh for teira mesiras nefesh for being am hateira.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.